You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Car Feature
with Jacob Mushokwa.
It's 20 minutes to 3. The young man is here, Jacobus. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Azza. How are you?
Taking off one of a kind mask. I've only ever seen that mask on you.
You know me. I'm different like that.
Well, I was trolling your Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, one is always left with envy from seeing the GTI to the Audi Q8 to Porsche runs. And the work. Amazing.
Yeah, so it's always a blast with me, always into the cars, etc. So
yeah,
just to give you a breakdown, since the last time I saw you, of the cars I've driven: Audi Q8, softest SUV I've ever played with. It's like soft. It's like you're riding on air. Drove the Golf TCR, one of 300 made for South Africa, Golf GTI. It's the last one song from VW on the Golf GTI. Very quick. I'm a little disappointed with how it looks with the stickers on the side. I don't know why. I don't know why they went with that drama on the side. And then, week before last, I drove the fastest accelerating, car that's available in South Africa. It's called the 911 Turbo S from Porsche. Blew my socks off.
So fastest, give us the numbers.
0 to 100 in 2.7 seconds. And I'm not joking. It does
what?
That. Yeah. It can even do it probably faster, because I think Porsche is being very nice by calling it 2.7 seconds.
And the one after that, as in what, where's the next fastest car? I just want to get a sense. Over 3 seconds? What?
Yeah. So anything closer to that would be about 2.8 seconds. You're looking at the M5 competition. You're looking at the saloon cars, and then you're going into supercar realm.
Okay.
Just under 3 seconds is the McLaren 720S. Like, it just gets wilder and wilder and wilder from there. This car, either you need enough spirit or enough road for you to drive it to the max. Yeah. Like, what's all? Like, you are scared when you drive that car. It's been a long time.
Say your prayers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been doing this like, what, 5 to 8 years? And I've never been so scared.
Yes.
Behind the wheel of a car.
Oh, yeah. I am looking at the TCR. Those stickers are necessary. Is this how it would come? Is it optional or what?
No, it's not optional. The thing is, in the UK and the European markets, it is optional.
Mm.
You're able to say, I don't want it with the fancy stickers.
Because, and not here.
Yeah, but here it comes like that. 300 of them only. I think they're all spoken for at the moment. It's only the other dealers that have bought them brand new and now selling them at a premium, obviously. It's the last one song from VW, so I think it's going to be that valuable GTI. But people are only going to see its effects in the next 5 to 10 years when we look into Golf 9, etc. And if you don't want to pay 750,000 rand for the new Golf 8 GTI, maybe you want to buy a TCR. Yeah. What else have I driven? I've driven the Audi A6. Also a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very quick chows up the road, took it to Polokwane last week. And then I'm currently driving the new AMG GT53.
How's the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's me and what I'm driving currently. Tell them why I'm here, Azza.
Yeah. You might have more questions about not just the cars he's driven, but others as well. And he can give you his thoughts. So that's the review side of things. So give us a call if you're curious about a particular car and you want to spar with Jacob on it. 011-883-0702. And then the other thing that you can do is give us a call for him to give you valuations. Which books do you have?
So I've got the 2011 August, from 2011 to 2020 August TransUnion book. So
fantastic.
I can give you some, I can give you some valuations on normal cars, hatchbacks, sedans, blah, blah, blah. I don't have the one for Bucky's. If there's a Bucky situation, I'll give my email address out and then I'll be able to at least send people valuations later.
Fantastic. So 011-883-0702. Good afternoon, Eva.
Hi, Azza. How are you?
Good. And you?
Nice talking to you. I always listen to your show, but this is my first time talking to you.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Hi, Jacob.
Hello. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you, Jacob?
I'm good, thanks. What are you driving? What can I help you with?
I'm looking at buying a CX-5 Mazda 2018. They offering me 220. Is that a good offer?
Mazda CX-5. Do you know if it's a 2-liter active? Is it automatic? Is it individual?
It's automatic.
Automatic. And you don't know if it's the individual or the active?
The active.
Ah, okay, cool. So 2018 active.
What's the mileage?
35,000.
Okay. That's not bad at all. So the trade on the car is 255 and retail is 288. So you said how much is it for sale for?
288. 220.
Ah, you got a deal. Take it. Take it. If there's service history and books and stamps and a spare key, take it. Please take it.
What color is it, Eva?
White.
Oh, okay. Because is that in demand? Is it the red or something?
Yeah, yeah, that maroonish red.
The maroonish red.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
but white is
colored, good. It's more expensive.
Yeah, you could say, not necessarily. It's just because it's more in demand, the other color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one thing, just a note that you need to watch out for with that car, if you can try and squeeze them to put in a new battery, I would suggest you do that. The battery of that car is not cheap, but it will last for a long time, trust me, but it's not cheap. If you have to replace it yourself, it might be a bit of an expensive task.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot,
thank
Eva.
Okay, thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. That's bye. Eva ciao. In Q. Another opinion. Okay, King, you're also in the market. Hi.
Yes, how are you, Zanya?
Very good. And you?
Good. I'm good. Yeah, I just want to ask you a guest today. I'm currently driving a Golf GTI 7.5.
Yeah.
And then I've been checking videos for the Golf 8 that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like it. I think it's a good idea to move to 8, and then if that's a good idea, I'm believing that I'm going to get this a lot getting on 7.5. I'll listen on the radio.
Okay, all right. Oh, King, before you go, are you owing any money on your 7.5 GTI? Are you owing the bank?
Yeah, but you know why I want to buy the GTI 8?
Yeah.
The reason is it's a lot of a gift for myself. Because I'm finishing my PhD and I've been big because I've been mourning me big time.
Okay, so you want to reward yourself?
I want to find myself before I commit to marrying and all that. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'll give you my opinion. Cheers, King. Thanks for chatting.
Yes, sure. Thanks, King.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my opinion, I mean, I can't say much about the Golf 8 GTI in terms of driving, handling, etc. But in terms of looks, it looks amazing. Looks the part. It's nice and rounded. It looks like the sports car that it should be. I feel as though because of the European pricing and we look at our pricing, it's going to come in way too expensive. For me, a Golf car, 729, 749 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Because
like,
what else are you getting in the market for that amount?
You can buy an old M2 BMW and you've got more power. You know what I mean? I can't fathom and understand why it's priced at that, but it still has to officially come in and the price still has to officially be announced. But from what I'm looking at with European pricing, and we do a direct conversion, you're looking at around 729 or 749 for a Golf 8 GTI.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it's too expensive. Stick to your 7.5 GTI, King. It's a great car. Like, I mean, you're not losing with a car like that. But if you want to be the first and you want to look cool and you want to be the better Joneses amongst the Joneses in your estate, then go for it. Like, you probably won't be disappointed with its handling, etc. But in terms of future value, what is that GTI going to be worth?
Yes.
3 to 5 years from now? I don't know. He's better off paying off his 7.5 GTI.
Keeping it.
Mm-hmm. And enjoying it. I mean, and if it does get a bit too slow, you can always put the downpipe, my friend. You put a downpipe. Put a downpipe, we put a turbo, bigger turbo, KO4 turbo.
Soup it up. Okay.
Soup it up. You know how it goes.
Can't believe you, man. Anyway, King, there you have it. Happy you were honest. I know you how much you love the badge.
Yeah.
But that was some honesty. Let's go to Mantombi. Ki Mantombi, I in Centurion with the Toyota. Hi.
Hi, Mantombi.
Yes, Mantombi. Welcome.
Thank you.
So which car can we help you with today?
Yes, it's Toyota Auris 2014 model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the mileage?
202,000 kilometers.
A 2014 Auris.
Toyota Auris, yes.
Okay, and do you know if it's a 1.3 or a 1.6?
It's 1.3.
Okay, cool. So 1.3 Auris 2014. I have you on my books. The trade on the car, you're looking at 127,700. And retail, you're looking at 146,500. The mileage over 200,000 is a lot though. So the amounts I'm quoting you are going to be a little far off. I think a more realistic trade price on the car would be around 100 or 110,000.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Okay.
What are you looking at getting into next, Mantombi?
was thinking it's going to be something like 70,000 or something.
Oh, okay. And what do you want to get into? What's the next car?
I haven't decided yet. With this COVID thing,
you're relaxing.
It's hard at the moment, so I will see how things are going.
Mm.
Okay, all right. Hang on to it as much as you can. I mean, they're not bad cars at all. Reliable. That's the most important thing. So if it's not giving you any trouble, hang on to it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mantombi. But hey, the cash injection can be good.
You see, that's what people want. Yeah. That's what people want. We want money.
Kat is also looking for advice this afternoon. Kat, hello. Hi, Kat. Hello, Kat.
Kat, are you there?
Don't know what's happened with Kat's line. Let's move on to Bray. Bray's got a Chevy Trailblazer. Hi, Bray. Hello, Bray.
Hello.
Yes.
Ah, hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good, and you?
Good, how's it?
Good, good. Yeah, I've got a difficult one. I've got a 2012 Chevrolet Trailblazer, the 2.8 LTZ.
Cool.
But it's got
diesel.
The diesel, 2.8 liter.
Okay.
But my mileage is sitting at 482,000 right now.
Okay, 2012 Trailblazer, 2.8, cool. That's the automatic LTZ, hey?
Yeah, auto LTZ.
Okay, so I got it on my book, the trade, as 133,400, and retail is 161,100. But like you mentioned, at mileage over 400,000, you said 480,000.
Yeah, 482.
Whew. That is a lot. I wouldn't know how much you'll get for it, but the amounts I'm quoting, a trade of 133,000 is way off. I mean, I don't know any dealer who'd offer you anything. Oof, I don't know. I don't know what they'd offer. It's tricky. It's very tricky.
Have you gone in, Ray, just to see what they would offer?
No,
not yet.
No, not really. Hey, this car's been bulletproof, so I was actually looking to buy another one, you know, and even keep this because it's paid for. You know, just trying to get an idea what would the value be, you know, if I would look at getting rid of it.
Yeah, because I was curious, like, what happens to a car after 250?
No, but like you said, it's been bulletproof and it's looked after you.
If you look after it, it keeps on going.
It's nice to know that there's a Trailblazer that's running at 480,000 Ks out there. But it'll be very difficult for me to give you a legit estimate when it comes to price. Leave me your number. Let's see what I can do. Maybe you can send me some pictures and I can try and get you a buyer or at least an offer on the car.
Okay, I can do that. Just your email address.
So Jonathan will give you my details and then we'll take it from there.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bray. That's Bray in Centurion. Let's see if we have Kat. Hello, Kat. Kat got his tongue. next we go to Kino. Kino in Edenvale. You have an Audi A4. Hi, Kino.
Hi. Yes, I've got an Audi A4 2013, 99,000 on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
2013 A4. What is it? A 3 liter, 2 liter? 1.8. Multitronic, eh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, gotcha. 2013 A4, 1.8 T. The trade on the car, you're looking at 121,300. And retail, you're looking at 151,700.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Cool.
Thank you so much, Kino.
That was easy.
Yeah, it seems easy enough. Next, let's go to Abby. Abby, you're calling from Santon. I see that you drive a Honda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your Honda.
It's a 2015 model, 1.8 liter. It's 60,000 kilometers mileage.
Ah, you know, Honda.
I'm willing to sell, so I want to know what the evaluation right now.
Sorry, is that a, which Honda is it?
HRV.
Honda HRV.
HRV. Okay, cool. All right. So 2015 HRV, it's the CVT gearbox. Is it automatic?
Yes, automatic.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. The trade on the car, you're looking at 208 on the nose. Mm. And retail, you're looking at 234,700.
Oh. Okay.
But that's good mileage, 16.
So I'm carrying, they offer me 190.
190. You got offered 190.
Yeah, 190.
I'll tell you something. This is a tricky car. And the reason why it's tricky is it's not immediately popular for anyone to go out and say, there's not a lot of people who go, I'm going to Honda to go buy the new HR-V or a secondhand HR-V. They're either looking at other more popular brands, you know? So I'm sure the dealer's obviously just trying to cover for themselves. For the car's going to sit on the floor probably for about 90 days or even double that, for 6 months easily. And then somebody will come and pick it up, and they'll probably pick it up as a trade or something. I want to get into an SUV, getting out of an Accord, etc. So I don't actually blame the dealer for saying that. Like,
really?
I don't. I honestly don't, because they're trying to cover themselves for how long the car might sit in. I mean, that's dead stock. It's sitting. It's not moving.
But 60,000 kilometers is damn good for a car that's 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not a very popular car. It's not a car that's going to go off the floor next week.
How does he up what he can get on it?
Private sale.
So you're saying it's not bad?
Private sale. I would say private sale. Abby, that's the best thing you can do. Private sale. And if you're not in a rush to sell it, take your time, put it up everywhere on Gumtree, on Facebook, etc. And wait. Mm-hmm. And just wait. Just set it out and wait. Then you can at least call your price. Then at least you can call your 200. But I mean, if the trade price is 190 and I have trade on the book as 208, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. It really isn't bad.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you. I think you had the truth serum before you came in today.
My point is, you know, I'm learning a lot about wheeling and dealing now with cars at DigiCars. So I'm getting a greater idea of what it makes for you to make money as a dealer versus what it makes for you to make a customer happy. So I'm now in between there now. I'm finding that the balance is quite tricky. And look, some people want to get out their cars immediately, and unfortunately they'll take a knock. And then there's others who are like, hell no, I'm not taking that. And what you got to do for that person is make sure that person waits, and that person will sell on waiting.
Yeah, for the price that they want.
Very funny balance.
Right. Well, Jacob, your email address as we sign out?
jmoshokwa@gmail.com. Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yes. I'm going to tell you about the AMG GT53 when I come back.
Check out what one person has tweeted, saying, if money wasn't an issue, Azania, I would drive the Porsche 911 Turbo for the rest of my life. I love that car with all my might. I get goosebumps when Jacob was, talking about it.
It's true. And that's the funny thing about it. It's so low key and underrated. Nah, you could drive it every day. You can honestly run around with it every day. You can go to Four Ways. You can go to the South. Oh, let me just go to Maboneng for a quick coffee, whatever the case is. But when you need to go to a track, you are winning. You are winning supercars. You know, the doors don't even open like butterfly scissor doors. It's so low key, this car, that it just blows your socks off.
But it delivers. Okay.
And it delivers. Yeah. So nice jmoshokwa@gmail.com. Looking forward to seeing you again next time, Azza. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jacob.